Welcome to the Christian Center Church Podcast. If you'd like to sow into this ministry, you can do so at the link below. Thank you for joining us, and we hope the message today will bless you.
Amen and amen. Give him a big hand clap of praise. Come on. Amen. You may be seated. How many of you ready for God to do something in you? Amen. 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 I am. Amen. This morning, I want to minister a little while, if possible, and I'm going to probably take this and go somewhere else with it. But this morning, I want to ask you, do you have a plan? You know, no plan's a plan to fail. How many of you know that? How many of you know if you don't plan, you do plan to fail? Amen. I've heard people go on them great vacations. I almost didn't know. It's been so long since I've been. I almost forgot what you call them. And when one of those great vacations, and you said, where are you going? Oh, we're just going to get on. We're going to go to Florida, or we're going to go to Ohio, and we're just going to go, and we're just going to kind of let the Lord lead. Well, by the time they get there, day two, they hate each other. It don't matter where you eat. I'm not going in eating anyway. It don't matter. I done told you we didn't want to stay at that motel. Sound like they had a plan to fail. Amen. You know, if you really get you a plan up and get it to where you're going to be and where you're going to stay, and you get a certain time you're supposed to be there, you'll do all right. Amen. Let me tell you, in this thing that we're living in called the kingdom of God, you got to have a plan. Anybody got a plan? Amen. I got a plan for victory. Amen. I got a plan for Jesus to be Lord. I got a plan. Come on. Some people don't even have a plan. You know, every now and then, Sister Wanda and I, we'll sit down and we'll plan out meals. Something about us. We can plan a meal. Anybody in here plan a meal? But sometimes we don't stick to it, you know. Sometimes we stick to it. I said, well, what happened to the chili? She said, I put that on the tamales. I said, I thought we was going to have it on the hot dogs. Things change, amen. But, you know, you got to have a plan spiritual. You got to have a plan physical. You got to have a plan emotionally. You got to have a plan financially. You know, and each one of our plans probably differ in some ways, but they're alike in other ways. Can we say amen? I said they're alike in other ways. Can you say amen? You know, I'm looking forward to good things happening. I mean, you're looking forward to good things happening. I mean, you got a plan for something good happening. Amen. Yeah, we're going to talk about some plans. You know, we need to understand it is necessary to have a plan. You know, a lot of people don't have a plan for much of nothing but eating and dying, amen. You know, somebody says, you don't have to do anything but pay taxes and die. You know, well, I don't know about it. I found a little bit more to it than that, amen. But, you know, you got a plan. You got to plan and set goals. Got to set a benchmark for where you want to be and something you want to reach for. You know, if we're not real careful, the Word of God talks about we come settled on our leaves. And how many know you got to be poured out vessel to vessel, amen. Had a woman tell me she made some muscadine wine. It was a little bit cloudy. Well, you know, I knew what to do. Amen. My wine experience. I said, I think the Bible says you pour it from drag to vessel, and you leave the drags behind. It'll get clearer as you pour it. She said, well, I'm going to try that. So I guess I give her scripture. I don't know. You know, but she, every year she has a plan to get the muscadine. She has a plan to get them and ferment them. You know, isn't it amazing that people get a plan to grow a garden? People get a plan to be here and get a plan to put their kids in certain schools. Isn't that amazing? But some people poorly plan to allow God to be in their life. Poorly plan to see what He thinks about it. Poorly plan to say what God said about it. You know, when we had a potential $15,000 leak at the church, because all our stuff leaked. Not all of it, but enough to be all of it. And you know that God fixed it. How many believe in tithing? Amen. Giving you tithe. Amen. And we give. Amen. And we didn't get it fixed for like 10%. I think we got it fixed for like 3%. I like His math. Can you say amen? I like His math. And you know, but we plan. Come on. We plan to believe God whatever happens. And then when it happened, I told Sister Wanda, I said, I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to believe God, and He has a plan. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You see, but if you don't have a plan to allow God to be your plan, you'll find, I know it sounds stupid, but you'll find yourself planless. You know, and when you're planless, you're hopeless. Well, you say, well, we know it different ways. I don't know what I'm going to do. You mean you don't have a plan? You said, you know, I just don't know how we're going to get by because you don't have a plan. But I know whatever it is, God's going to do it. I know whatever it is, God's going to get the glory. Amen. Whenever we get to that place to have an idea. You know, and I'm not talking about New Year's resolutions. So Some people get them, they feel good about them New Year's resolutions, amen. You know, I used to be so spiritually minded, I just give it up for Lent one day, amen. Thank you, Sister Shirley. You know, some people have a really good plan in some areas, but some people don't have a plan in other areas. You know, how many of you got going to get a plan, amen, and you want a plan, and you know, some people's plan is kind of like a boxer, a new boxer. You know, you get some new boxers, and they'll train, and they'll do that, and they're going. I had a friend of mine went to his house, had one of those punching bags. It's not a punching bag, but it's a bag on a string. And y'all ever seen one of them? Them will hurt you, what they'll do. He got up there, you know, he hit it like it hit him. Boom, boom. I got up there and I punched it. He went out there and come back, hit me right in the nose. Boom. I needed a plan to fool with that thing. And I didn't have a plan to fool with it. But you know, some people like boxers, you know, they got a good plan until they get hit in the nose. And when you hit them just right, they'll go back to what they know. If they were always wrestlers or whatever, or karate people, whatever, whenever they start boxing and they get punched in the nose, they go back to what they know. You know what we do? We go back to what we know. We go back to worrying. We go back to trying to do it ourselves. See, if you got a God plan, it doesn't mean that it's always going to feel good. If you got a God plan, it means like you got instruction and you got to get through this. We got a God plan. Some people don't have a God plan. Some people got a plan to fail. Some people don't want to. And we must insert the Word of God into our life and insert the Word of God into our plans. Insert the Word of God and let it be. How many of y'all believe that God is concerned about you? Amen. He's concerned about you. He's concerned about your welfare. He's concerned about where you are. But how many of you know that if you're going to get a plan, you're going to have to do your part? Yeah. You're going to have to do whatever you need to do. Well, Brother Jerry, I've always been to the mind that, you know, if just sit back, just kind of see what the Lord wants to do. Okay. And that's the first ones that panic. They come out screaming like their hair is on fire. What happened? Oh, no, I lost my job. Hold on. Didn't he say he'd keep you in all your ways? Did you go? Yeah. I said, hold on. He's bumping you up. He's giving you a better job. You all right? Oh, since you put it that way, Brother Jerry. You ought to put it that way before you hear me putting it that way. Amen. You see, come on, give God glory. It's true, amen. We are. I want you to go with me to Proverbs 6. And you know, the Word of God tells us to have a plan. How many of you know that in South Louisiana, you need a plan? Sometimes I don't plan for my kids to come over and spend the night when the clique goes out, but sometimes they come over. Uh-oh. Some things I don't plan for, brother, but I'm ready for, amen. Oh, they had it, you know, when the gas got stopped in another part of the country. People were freaking out at Walmart, getting the gas. My daughter said, Daddy, you think we ought to get some gas? I said, I already got some. I live in southern Louisiana. Amen. Yeah. I live in the south. I already got gas. Got a generator. I got a plan. Can you say amen? And I am the man. If you need me, you let me know. All I got to do is call. Let my wife call, rather. And I tell you how I get the electricity on just in a few minutes. Most of the time. Now, if all the poles are down, I can't do much for you. But if it's not a too big a thing, all I got to do is drag my generator out the shed. Drag my generator all over and find my wire and put it up on my shoulder and drag it all the way over there. And look in here and see I've drained and burned the gas out. I got to go get some gas out of my can, go put the gas into them, get ready to get it, get my ground for my machine, get the box took apart, get it on, get it plugged up. And about that time, the lights come on all in the neighborhood. Amen. Amen. But you know what I do? I go ahead and follow with the plan. My wife and my daughter say, Daddy, the lights are not going to come on right now. You might as well get up and get that generator so the lights will come on. But they don't come to my house and get it out and put it up, brother. They waiting on me to put it up, amen. They got a plan. They got a plan for Papa to be around, amen. They got a plan for Daddy to be around. Y'all need a better plan than Papa and Daddy. You need a personal plan. Can somebody say amen? Now look, he tells us something very simple here in Proverbs. He tells us in Proverbs 6, it says, go to the ant, thy sluggard, or thy lazy one, and consider her ways and be wise, which have no guide, no overseer or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth all her food in the harvest. And long, how long will thou sleep, O sluggard? How long will thou rise up out of thy sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. And so shall poverty come on one that travaileth as thy wont as an armed man. And he says, now what he said, he said, go to the ant, thy lazy one, exert her ways in the Amplified. You know what he said? Now, how many of y'all know that an ant's collective? How many of y'all, we need to collectively come to church? We need to collectively come here and get a plan what God's going to do. You need to come here on Sundays and Wednesdays and any other day you can get here that something's going on and find out that everything's going to be all right. And find out God's still in charge. And find out that God has a plan. Find out that God make a way where there ain't no way. Find out no matter what they say out there, I serve a God that's bigger than circumstances. I serve a God that's bigger than the enemy. I got a plan to be where he wants me to be. They said, now you got to go down there and observe her. You know, you got to observe her. What'd she do? She works with people. Now I know some of us, and I'll get in there with you just a moment because I'm going to jump out of the boat just as soon as I get to land. I know some of us are introverts and we don't really like being around people all the time, except for Sister Shirley. And sometimes my plan is to get away from people. See, if you would get some time with you and Jesus and get away, you'll find yourself not stressed out with your boss, your kids, your wife, your husband. I ain't got a husband. Let's get this clear now. We live in 2021. I don't have a husband. I got a wife. That she is a wife. Not a knife. She is a wife. And he said there's something supernaturally going on in the mound that people are being led that don't have to be told what to do or somebody has to be made what to do. I'm telling you right now, God is not in the business of making you do anything. Brother of mine that went on to be with the Lord said that God will never make you do anything, but he can bring you to the place to make you wish you had. Ooh. Yes, sir, I'm coming. One of my saints, one of the saints been with me since day one, Sister Jeanette Fall, sister of mine, friend of mine, give me kids for friends. She passed away yesterday. She's 74 years old, amen. She was taking some treatments for leukemia, correct. And she got something, has an episode, and they put her in the car, and she passes away. But, you know, it's hard for a kid, you know. You need to remember them, amen. And, you know, I'm not worried about her. She got a good day. She got made. She's in the made in the shade. You know why? Because she had a plan. Now, I'm going to tell you this morning, if you don't have a plan to meet Jesus on the other side, you in trouble. And I just want to let you know that when you get there on the other side and you didn't make arrangements, say, Brother Jerry did tell me, Father, he did tell me that I was going to be here one day. He did tell me. And I want you to know that he said you go down there and you find out there's somebody doing something. There's somebody having a ruler and they work in convenience. Somebody said convenience. Now's the time to do for the Lord. Can you say amen? You know what Jesus said? Jesus, now that work is a day is light. He said, while we have, he said, the night comes when no man can work. Amen. You know what we need to do? We need to get ready, get a plan. Say, Father, no matter what you say, how you say it, where you say it, I'm going to be with where you're at. Can somebody say amen? You know, sometimes we like it the way we like it. And if they doing something before 7, we not going to be there because we don't get up that early. You will if you at my house. 6 o'clock. She said, hurry up, get your bath, we leaving. I said, I got an hour and a half, excuse me. She'll say something like, well, you don't know what traffic's going to be like. She said, you don't know what's ahead of me. I said, well, I got a plan on being there. I mean, I'm doing good. I believe y'all could make it for 30 minutes till I get here. I mean, I believe you could. But you know, it says that little sleep. How many of y'all like sleep? Whew. Oh, don't lie to me. There's some of you sleep likers out there. I love sleep when it's time to sleep. Amen. I'm getting sleepy now talking about it. Bring me a pillow. You know what he says? He says that And I don't know about y'all, but see, it seems like when you rest and ain't nobody bothering you, when you're asleep, ain't nobody bothering you. And really what we noticing, when you're asleep, you ain't bothering us. That's really what we noticed. We didn't really. But you see what he says, it becomes something. It becomes a disconnect. Let me tell you, you can't just disconnect. You got to hold on. I think you need your rest, and I think that's what it is. But he says it's too obsessed that it goes to overboard and it goes the other way. He said you need to go down there and check them out, that they work in the summer. They work in a time of advantage. We need to work now while there's time, church folk. We don't know what tomorrow holds, amen. See, you just really don't know. You know, people think everything's fine. Let me tell you what, I'm here because I'm a watchman on the wall. I'm going to tell you, everything is not fine. We're headed into some of the roughest country we've seen in years, and some of you that's under 50 years old, you ain't never seen it. Ain't that so? Oh, Brother Jerry was doing good. So he started talking naked. He was doing good. Listen, old sluggard, we got to wake up. We got to get down and do what we need to do. Now's the day of salvation. Today is the day of the Lord is made. This is, we shall rejoice and be glad in. We working on today that we'll have something for tomorrow. Can you say amen? Yep. You know, we just don't know what the economy holds. The economy is in bad shape, church folks. Yeah. We're headed down. Listen to me. Meat and pork and beef and a lot of things, you know, they're up about 38-40%, and you just don't know it yet. You hadn't got the shipment yet. How can it be? Well, be a little bit smart. Don't have to be real smart. Be a little bit smart. This country was shut down for about 15 months. Weren't making anything. Weren't doing. I seen where a farmer took dug a hole bigger than this, than the front of the church and out through here. And as deep as you could top, you couldn't see to the bottom. You know what they filled it up with? Vegetables. Tomatoes, corn, peas, you name it. And they were just emptying it in there, just like they were putting it on a truck to take it somewhere. They were pushing it over in the hole and running it conveyor belt over in the hole, and they closed it up. We'll never see that food again. 2 years ago when it flooded in North Carolina, over 300,000 pigs drowned. Nobody knew nothing about it. There it went. Where did it went? Well, see, we're already in a hole then. And then the COVID come in the hole again. And the animals, they kill the animals and put them off because they can't afford to feed them. Nobody's harvesting them. You know what they did with them? They disposed of them. We don't know what it holds tomorrow. I'm telling you right now is the day that we need to be figuring out what we're going to do tomorrow. I've heard people say, well, you know, I'm just going to trust the Lord. Are you really trusting him now? Amen. Well, you know, I don't try to worry about that, Brother Jerry. And the big stuff comes, I'm going to trust the Lord. Wait a minute now. Anybody listen to me this morning? No plan to fail. He said, you go to the slugger, find out what's going on. Go out there and find out what he's doing. What does the ant do? The ant is supervised by something in the spirit realm. Can we say amen? We'll put that. We know it now. Scientists would tell us it's chemical. They tell you it's chemicals and pheromones. And this is true. I believe this. But I also see it as a type of the work of the Holy Spirit. Can somebody say amen? And you know what? She knows she has a need. That ant pile, that ant mound knows it has a need. Do you know you have a need this morning? Do you know that you shall have a need, can somebody say this morning? Do you have a plan? She has an unseen something leading her. There's something that God, is there an unseen hand that guides your life this morning? We better get after it, can somebody say amen? And you know what she did? The queen and the ant, they work into a body. They work into a bunch. They work collectively. Let me tell you what, we need everybody in here, and everybody in here needs us. Amen. Come on, get God glory, it's true. Well, Brother Jerry, you know, I just don't know. Well, just keep on not knowing. Just keep on not knowing. You know what she does most of all? She gets involved with the answer. She gets involved with what's going on. How many of y'all believe that if an ant wouldn't move and do anything, that the ant's future is very questionable? Except a dead dog fall on the mound and die. And I'm looking more for something more than a dead dog falling on my mound. Can somebody say amen? You know what she does? She gets up and does what she needs to do. If you're planning on going to heaven, you need to make arrangements today to go to heaven. If you're planning on getting filled with the Holy Ghost, you need to make arrangements to get the Holy Ghost today. If you're getting a rank, come on, to be victorious, you need to get plans to be victorious. Say, Brother Jay, I don't know. I'm telling you, it's not a feeling. I'm telling you, it's a thing. You get ready. Can you say amen? You know that. A lot of people, we don't even know. A lot of us have never seen hyperinflation. You know, they're telling us right now inflation's zero. They're liars. Inflation is probably 21%. That's scary. It's probably more than that. Who said more than that? Where's she at? There she is. Our in-house economist. She feeds kids at a daycare, so she knows a little bit about food. We don't know. You need to get that done. You need to get that done in a way that, you know, when you go down there and buy two cans, go ahead and buy four. We're going to spend it on something else anyway. You know what you're going to do? You're going to get a Dr. Pepper and set it over and come back in 2 hours and find that hot Dr. Pepper. Oh, it could have been two cans of beans. Come on now. Sister Jessica, we're wasteful people. We are a wasteful people. What did you say? Wisdom. And you know what we need to be doing now? We need to be getting to say, but do you think it's going to get into tribulation and all that? Listen to me. I live in Louisiana, and I don't need a tribulation to have a few groceries, have a few things stocked up, have some things for my kids. I don't need a tribulation. Said, well, you know that. What about the guy? Remember the guy that Jesus said that built his house in Matthew 7, he said he built his house on the rock. He said, and the rain came down, and it descended, and the floods came up. But what did it do? It stood. Yeah. Now, if you go, and I would love to read that Matthew's and say, this house was shielded from the storm. They had this nice house. It didn't even rain a drop on it. Nice house, and the winds never pushed against it. Nice house, and there's never been a flooded street. But the truth is, he said, you build on the rock, I'm going to tell you what, it's going to be floods in the streets, things are going to happen, things are going to come down, things are not going to be great, but you're going to be able to stand because you had planned and you built on the rock and you built with the man Jesus and think, come on, somebody say amen. But he said floods came, winds blew. See, now when I first started in my charismatic movement, which I come in on the very end of it, Sister Brenda, we couldn't say anything about reality. How many of y'all know y'all going to eat no matter what happens? I can't control a lot of things. But some things I can control. It's in my life. And you got to have a plan spiritually, physically, mentally, financially. You got to have a plan. Said, Brother Jay, how long? I'm not talking about lasting some 7 years or something. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about making a transition over the next couple of years. We don't know what this world holds. There's war in Israel. There are enemies that is at their gate. They're all talking bad about Israel like Israel's done something besides defend themselves. She's done nothing other than. Well, I'm sure Israel does things just like that country called the United States. If we really knew some of the things that the United States has done, we would be ashamed. So I don't think Israel's perfect. I don't think none of us is perfect, but I know we serve a perfect God that cares about us and loves us and guides us and wants us to build correctly and wants us to have a plan. You know, it's a truth thing. If you don't want to help yourself, listen to me. God can't help you. Oh, he just said that something was impossible with God. No, I'm talking about you. Come on. You know, what we have to do is come to that place that we're going to believe him and we're going to start believing. The Word of God says that if we can't walk with the footmen, how are we going to do when the horsemen come? Right. Now, when the military troops here, ground troops are here, somebody that you can see coming and somebody that push on the door, you can see this in the spirit realm. What you going to do when something on horseback moving? Got to get a plan. We're going to get a plan. Can you say amen? You know, some people, their plan is to go live with somebody else. You got a bad plan. That's right. Something happens, you know, I'm going to go stay at somebody's house. You got a bad plan. I got 10 reasons why people don't store food. And one of them is my neighbor has plenty and I won't have to. you got a bad plan. Some people say they got. Some people said I got a bunch of bullets and I'll eat. Yeah. Let me tell you, there's some people out there that got food, want to keep it. You can have all the bullets you want. You ain't gonna be able to take it from them. You know why? By we studying, doing something else, they do another thing. Come on. See, what we have to do is be realists. Where did I tell y'all I was? Where did I tell y'all I was mayor of? Realville. There you go. I'm running for governor. We'll get my campaign together here after a while. Somebody come up with me a good slogan for Realville. All right, brother, he will. You know, what we have to really do is be to the place that we want to be real about our lives, spiritually, physically, mentally, financially. You plan on eating till Jesus comes? Well, I bet you do. What we need to do is get a plan. We need to be like the ant, knows she had a problem, knows there's something to do, and now's the time to work, now's the time to do something. You know, I got some kin people that a box of macaronis is their plan. That's what they got, the box of macaronis. My bunch eat a box of macaronis without me. Amen. You know what? But whenever Jesus talked about building on that rock, he guaranteed things would happen. He guaranteed that things are going to happen. And that's not being negative. It's being forewarned and tell you things happen that you need to have your life together spiritually, physically, mentally, financially. If you're not ready to go, you need to get ready to go. If you want to, come on, if you want to get yourself set up, you need to get yourself ready to be set up by the Holy Spirit. Amen. But you know, you got to have that balance. Amen. I mean, you know, you got to have balance. Remember the guy that done real well, done real good, and he said, oh, look what my old soul's done. Man, I have made up so much stuff and got such a good harvest, I'm going to tear my barns down. This is not the smartest guy, but anyway. He said, I'm going to tear my barns down, and I'm going to build me some more. And he said, and I'm going to take ease and just wait and rest my old soul. He said, but there said an angel of the Lord come and told him, tomorrow your soul is required. What you going to do? So some people got some really good plans for staying here. They just don't have really good plans for going there. I want to ask you this morning, you got plans for going over there? You got plans to stay here? You got plans? You know what? You got to have plans to take care of yourself. I mean, you don't understand what I'm talking about. You got to have plans to be a better eater. You got to have plans to take care of your health. You got to have plans, most of all, to have the Word of God in your life. Right. You got to have a plan. Amen. You know, you got to have a plan to speak in your mind and tell your mind to be straight and what your mind's going to be. Let me tell you what, the enemy wants to attack every way, whether it's in the media, on the side of the road, or what somebody said, or somebody's lifestyle trying to shove it down your throat. Let me tell you what, we need to hold what the Word of God said and be proud we know what the Word says and hold that Word in our life and hold it out front. Let it be a covering to our ears and our eyes. Amen. Let what God's Word says. You know, you've got a plan to come to church and hear the Word of God. Amen. I got a plan. I got a plan to speak the Word to my family, my loved one. I was talking to a friend of mine. He's talking about his kids back in church. I said, yeah, but they're not devil worshipers. I said, they're not in a cult. They're not in a situation where we can't help them out. When you look at it that way, I said, this is what I'm backing on. I'm backing on that my children and my friends' children and people that I love and have known and sowed the Word of God in their life, I'm backing on this, that the Word of God is still alive and well in their lives. I'm backing up in the Word of God that what God said then, He can do now. I believe what God said then is still good for tomorrow. And we're not going to worry about them. We got to get to that place where we're doing what we need to be doing. Oh, yeah. That's right. You know, sometimes people get worried about the wrong things. Worried about going to have an asteroid hit us. You know what I say about an asteroid hitting? I say, good. Well, the God I serve, seen it coming. Can you just imagine he'd be standing there and go, see, I'm going to go ahead and stay with his plan. I'm going to go ahead and stay with what he says, but I'm going to do my part. Now, don't you kid yourself if you're not doing anything in the spiritual, physical, mental, the financial. If you're not doing any of those things now, let me wake you, shake you. Let me get you out of your sleep, old sluggard. Let me get you to wake you and tell you that you are asleep and you need a plan. You know when you're asleep, you don't know what's going on? At least I don't. They do things to you when you're asleep. Mess with you when you're asleep. Put mayonnaise on your hand to scratch your nose while you're asleep. Oh, y'all never did that, huh? Last one asleep, we're going to get it. You know, first one asleep gets in trouble. Amen. You ever played that when you was a kid? One goes to sleep, first one goes to sleep. Well, I'll tell you, some of the church is already asleep. When they wake up, say what God says. Isn't that a beautiful song? We don't get what we deserve. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Isn't it beautiful? All that I got, I didn't make it happen. All that I have, I didn't. All that I've received, amen. Yeah. We serve a good God, amen. Yeah. You know, and I tell you, if you're not even ready, you're not even ready for a Louisiana living if you don't have something like a 3 days of water. You're not ready for Louisiana living. You don't have little flashlights, little batteries. The candle? Brother, I ain't got none of that, but I've been going to get some. What you going to get? Some flashlight and some batteries? Or I bet you can't find a dark. You can find a flashlight, but you won't find that dark. You know what? But you know what people want to do? People, listen to me. I'm going to not be long. Most people waiting on the government to help. Something happens. FEMA's coming. Let's tell you. That, go tell them people in Lake Charles that still got them blue tarps on the roof. Go down and tell them people, where's Brother Greg at? Go down there and tell those people that's down there that their street flooded yesterday or the day before it flooded, and they just got fixed. They just fixed their stuff up a week ago, and it flooded again. Yeah. Now, listen to me. I'm not real smart, but I'm some dumb, but I ain't plumb dumb. You flood my house, I'm probably moving. Me, I'm probably moving, you know? Because I just can't do it again and again. I just, I'm going to move out. Amen. Or move the house and get a houseboat. Put the houseboat there. And when it goes up, it'll just go up. When it goes down, it'll just go down. Now, that sounds like a better plan than just tearing out sheetrock and building another one. You know, really, listen. Do you have like a first aid kit? No, I got a box of Band-Aids. Anybody in here ever used monkey blood when they was a kid? That's the burnt, babe. I had mama say, that monkey blood or that methylate? That methylate to put you on fire. I don't know what kind of chemical burn it was doing, but it burned a lot. You know what we got to do? How many of y'all are planning on serving the Lord? I mean, you're planning on staying with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I mean, believe that we need to do what we're supposed to do. Amen. You know what we thought about, but we're just going to go by y'all's response and put your name on the list. We talked about doing maybe having a little class on some canning, having a little class on getting the pantry ready, having a little old thing like that, and we're going to get Brother Gil and Sister Shirley. Oh, got picked today, huh? Hey. Now, they do canning, and everybody does it different. Everybody, I say different. A lot of the ways are very the same, but a technique is different, you know. And what we need to do is get together and maybe do that. Answer some questions. Don't let it be overwhelming. Listen to me. Starting with food or water or getting your life in order, whether it's financially or whatever it is, it's just like getting it ready with the Word of God. I found out my need and where it was at, and I found out he healed people. I found out he forgave people. And I found out sometimes you get people with attitudes, and he showed me how to work through them. He showed me that when a brother's got something against me, go to him. He said, when you got something, you come to me. You know, he's had these things in the Word of God that we have to exercise in the spirit realm and in the book. Well, our other parts of our lives are things that have to come together and be put together. We're spiritual, physical, mental, financial, whatever the deal is, we have to be willing to change some things. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Amen. We don't know what tomorrow holds. Shame on us if we're waiting on the government or somebody to take care of us, because they're not going to take care of you, amen. I said they're not taking care of you. Most people cannot put their hands on important stuff like their identification, their cards, their Social Security cards, any kind of thing like that. They can't even put it on there. You know, people that have tornadoes and are devastated, these kind of things is one of the first things they look for they don't have. So what are you talking about, Brother? I said, what you ought to do is get things in order. Get things in order. Amen? Yeah. And when we get things in order, things that happen, let me tell you what, now this is the day that the Lord has made. And we should rejoice now. This is the day that we have. This is when we have our opportunity. This is why we're still free. This is why we are to do what we need to do. Come on. Yeah. Said, you know, Brother Jerry told us Sunday. He told us that we ought to be ready to go to heaven. He said we ought to get ready to deal with some things and problems in our life. He told us we might need to lose weight. No, I was talking to me when I was talking to him. He said, Brother Jerry said something about us getting 3 days worth of food. If that's all you heard today, you misunderstood. Amen. How many of y'all have plans to keep living till Jesus comes? How many of you got plans to continue to serve the Lord till something happens? Can you say amen? How many of you believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we can get ready and we can get ready to do it? You know, start a little bit, start doing something. Start getting yourself ready. He said, Brother, I'm just going to trust the Lord and believe it. Well, you could do it for you. I appreciate you. Amen. I said, Brother Jerry, I think the Lord's going to come get it. I do too. Yes, amen. I said, my hope is in him. The return of Christ is my hope in him. I look at some of the greatest things I do in my life. I look back to Calvary and see that cross, the work of Jesus, and I look ahead to his coming and believe that he can manifest himself right now in my life. Amen. That's what I believe. Amen. Give God glory because it's true. Amen. We need to get a plan spiritually. Get a plan. Get ready to leave here. Get a plan to be victorious and be an overcomer. Get a plan to get your mind straight. You know, most of the stuff people do in their mind is that they put themselves in their own troubles. They get in there locked in and same old thoughts. You know, when I think, when I preach on the thought life, or I preach on what's in my world, you know that people have 80% of the same thoughts they had yesterday they have today. Now think about that. Boy, we ought to be able to do something about that. If we were able to think about it 80% of the time, looks like we could do something about it, not think, come on. Amen. Do that much to do it. Look like we could do something to undo it. Amen? Amen. How many of you want to prepare yourselves? Get ready spiritually, physically, mentally, financially. We don't know what this future holds. We don't know what this company holds, this company called the kingdom of God. We don't know what God's going to do. We need to be with him and be ready to move in any direction that he has us to move. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. We appreciate y'all. We love you. We want you to know that you can get everything, get it in straight, and get it in order. Today's your day. Today, you know, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, we want to let you know that you can. Amen. Today is a good day to come out of the past and get ready to commit to doing something for your life. I mean, you want to change yourself spiritually, physically, mentally, financially. Get some things going, amen. Get some things happening. I mean, y'all believe that God wants us to grow. Yes. Wants us to grow. Not be in fear. Yes, amen. Not to be in fear, but be in faith and hold on. Now listen to me. Out there's a lot of people that does not have hope, but we have hope this morning. A lot of people out there that do not have peace, but you have the option for peace this morning. There's a lot of people out there that does not know, does not have a plan. They're in danger and don't even know it. But we know what life is, what's going on, and we want leadership of the Holy Spirit. We want him to lead us and guide us. We want to be at peace. We want to have joy in our lives and do that which we need to do. Amen? Amen. Father, we just come to you in Jesus' name. We just ask you to touch each and every person under the sound of my voice to heal, deliver, set the captive free, Father God. We just come against sickness, disease, Lord. And we just ask you to touch bodies, Lord, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet and just be healed in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for such a thing as speaking the word, that supernatural happenings, Lord. And we just ask you, Father God, to touch us, that we may just find direction in your word, that we'll find a plan, Father God, that will not fail, an eternal plan, Lord God, for salvation, each and every person, Lord God, that they'll not leave here, Lord, without you. And today, Father God, as you lead us in the natural, Lord, those things teach us, Father God, those things that need to be done. And Father God, we just ask you to keep us from just the traps and the snares, Lord. Let's just walk with you, Lord, and walk in peace. And we thank you, Lord God, for all things, again, just being possible. We thank you, Father, for sending your son, Jesus. And we thank you for the victory in this house, Lord God, the victory to come. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a big hand clap of praise if you would. Amen. Tell somebody you love them. Up to next.